Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Candy Giant in the works.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. What is bigger than Mars? Mars, the world's largest seller of chocolate, united with Wrigley, the nation's largest seller of chewing gum. Warren Buffett is looking very Wonka-esque this morning, with reports he's got a minority stake in the $23 billion candy merger. Word is Wrigley's international sales could help the maker of the Snickers bar and M&M's ply their wares even better around the world. Cosmetic giant Avon's hoping for stronger overseas sales, too. It reports quarterly earnings tomorrow. Bob Moon reports the company's got some ideas on how to make up sales in a sagging economy.
Avon calling.
In the face of the slowing U.S. economy, Avon is calling on Britain in a bid to boost its bottom line. For the first time in almost 30 years, it's launching a recruitment drive to build its force of door-to-door sales reps across the United Kingdom. The New York-based company is hoping to capitalize on its own more youthful image makeover featuring Reese Witherspoon.
Order exclusively from your Avon representative or online and say,
hello tomorrow.
Focusing on business abroad is a strategy that makes sense given the lopsided value of the U.S. dollar these days. Not that the economic picture is that much brighter in the U.K., but the discounted greenback might actually help Avon's appeal in harder times. The head of the company's U.K. operation says sales traditionally rise at times like these because customers who put off more expensive purchases still treat themselves to cosmetics. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
The nation's second largest phone company continues to ring up big bucks. Verizon's net income up nearly 10%, it reported this morning, despite a lag in the landline business, all thanks to growth in mobile phone sales. And on Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed up 42 points to 12,891. The Nasdaq closed down 6 to 2422, and the S&P closed up 9 to 1397. Today, the euro edged up against the dollar and the yen, and the price of oil is a whisker away from an all-time high, $120 a barrel. From London, Stephen Beard says a strike at a British refinery is partly to blame.
A local dispute about pensions has helped push up the global price of crude. Workers at the Grangemouth refinery in Scotland walked out yesterday in a two-day strike over pension rights. The action caused a series of knock-on effects. BP depends on the refinery for power to run a key North Sea pipeline. That pipeline's now been closed temporarily. 700,000 barrels of oil a day have been lost, and that, says analyst Peter Kemp, has pushed up the all-important benchmark price of North Sea Brent crude.
Every other crude which is priced off Brent will ramp up accordingly. So it's a local problem which has global ripple effects.
A strike at Exxon facilities in Nigeria is putting similar upward pressure on oil prices. A further sign, says Kemp, of the febrile state of the oil market. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
When you're 15 years old, just got a seven-figure book deal, and are at the helm of a billion-dollar entertainment machine, what do you do for an encore? If you're Disney's hot property, Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana, you pose scantily clad for Vanity Fair. An outcry has erupted in the blogosphere about Ms. Cyrus's photo shoot with renowned photographer Annie Leibovitz, in which she appears wrapped in a satin sheet. Miley says she thinks the revealing photo is artsy. Disney is accusing Vanity Fair of deliberately manipulating its 15-year-old star.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Public Affairs, publisher of The Billionaire Who Wasn't, the story of Chuck Feeney and his quest to give away his fortune during his lifetime, in bookstores now. By America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs, aafp.org/value. And by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist. See the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
A careful calculation between poverty and certain danger. Every day, as many as 1,000 Zimbabweans illegally cross the border into neighboring South Africa. Gretchen Wilson reports border control agents are the least of their worries.
Zimbabweans who cross the bush into South Africa travel at night and take only the essentials, a little cash, some bread. They outwit leopards, lions, and crocodiles. Then come ditches and razor wire fences. But all that's the easy part. Migrants like 20-year-old Miraz Nawan say there are more dangerous predators.
It's too difficult to cross the bush.
They fear the Guma Guma, or criminal gangs. They're South Africans and Zimbabweans who maraud the bush to rob, assault, and sometimes kill immigrants making the journey.
To take money and the clothes and they destroy my life.
Zimbabwe's poor take these risks to survive. 80% of Zimbabweans don't have a job. Widespread hunger is creating a flood of economic refugees. These are the poorest and most desperate people in the region, but they're also the easiest marks for criminal gangs. 17-year-old William heard he'd have to bribe the Guma Guma when he jumped the border last year.
Yeah, of course. They must be paid to Guma Gumas to allow me to cross here. Almost 50 rand.
He paid 50 rand, or about $7. That's more than the average monthly salary of a teacher. And the consequences of not having any money are dire.
If you don't have money, they kill you.
25-year-old Betty Chobo was pregnant when she crossed into South Africa with her brother and sister last year.
Yeah, I see the Guma Gumas, and then we start to run. After that, they beat us. They killed my brother, and my sister raped my sister.
Today, Betty works behind the counter in an informal corner store in the South African border town of Messina. She can feed her child here, which she says she wouldn't have been able to do in Zimbabwe. At the South Africa-Zimbabwe border, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. American Public Media.